This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SeavillePodcast.com.
Smell of shrimp again at a bar. Brett Wilson joins me live in studio. He is the founder and the proprietor at Horse and Buggy Produce, and the website is horseandbuggyproduce.com. Brett, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. I want to learn a little bit more about what you do and how it relates to this whole movement that has just taken off in the last few years of, you know, buy local, eat local. And I really believe that one day Americans will look back and see these first few years that we're living in now as sort of a real transition phase, maybe even a revolution when it comes to food. Because I think we're rediscovering that our great grandparents knew something that we're only now remembering, that there was something that they were doing right and that we've lost our way, and that these local farmers, these people who were closer to the earth, closer to the making of their food, the raising of their food, the processing of their own food, they understood something. I mean, and Jefferson called this back in, you know, in the 1700s. I mean, he said this, these people who work with the land, these farmers, they understand something that most people who live in the cities and they don't get. So tell us first, what is Horse and Buggy Produce?
Well, essentially the core business is I run around all over Central Virginia and coordinate with local farmers to get them to grow different fruits and vegetables, as well as raise animals for us, for our customers. People get on our website and essentially subscribe to our service. They can choose from a variety of produce packages, sizes. We have a family share, a couple share, a single share, and then different sizes of meat shares as well. But we go to different drop sites or pickup locations all throughout Charlottesville. We go down to Lynchburg, and we also go to Richmond. And each week, people come and pick up their weekly supply of food, whatever that may be. And it could be everything from granola that they've subscribed to a pork share, to a produce share, and some you know, bread mixed in as well. Just a whole variety of things that local people are producing for us.
So somebody, you know, if they subscribe to your service, that they can access all this local food. They don't necessarily, they might not have the time to, you know, start their own garden.
Exactly.
But, you know, this is one way of doing it, of still taking advantage of the people
who are.
Well,
we also have many people who augment, you know, they have a garden, but they don't have the fruit orchards that our farmers have available to them, et cetera, et cetera. So they'll have, you know, a small garden, and then they'll come and get their horse and buggy share as well, which will fill in the gaps. And so we have a lot of people who do that as well. So it isn't exclusive to just people who, well, no, I don't want a garden, I don't have time. We have a lot of people who do that, and a lot of people who have gardened in the past and said, you know what, I'm over it. I'm tired of fighting the deer and the groundhog and the drought and the weeds. Let a Mennonite, most of our farmers are old order Mennonites over in the valley. Let them do it. They know how to do it far better than I do. And they produce beautiful stuff, and more power to them.
We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. The website is horseandbuggyproduce.com, and the phone lines are open for you if you got a question or a comment. Do you eat local? Do you buy from local farmers? Do you support them? If so, why or why not? The phone number is 977-1070. Give us a quick call and let us know. So how'd you get into this?
Oh, God. I grew up on a farm out in Oregon, and so the farming has never left me. I've always just been sort of just awed by how much food can be grown on a small area of land. I mean, just the bounty that exists. And what really triggered this whole thing, I grew up in Oregon, but when I was here living in Virginia, moved to Virginia, I noticed all these old apple orchards being slated to be raised for housing developments out in Crozet. And it just killed me to see the briars growing over these old trees and all the apples going to waste. And so I borrowed a friend's pickup truck, went out there and got all these apples, took them to an old cider mill over in the valley that an old farmer had in the family for three generations, and started pressing apple cider and selling it at the farmer's market, et cetera. And then started growing as a hobby spray-free tomatoes for restaurants in the area. That took off like crazy. I couldn't keep up with demand. And stumbled upon these Mennonites who were growing, you know, had extra stuff from their gardens. And my jaw about hit the floor when I walked into the old building that they had where they were selling all their produce. And women in bonnets, men in their hats and with their horse and buggies. Yeah. It was amazing. And it just took off from there. I couldn't keep up with restaurant sales. And then somebody bumped into me and said, I'd love to get this myself personally. It was a mother of some small children. And she said, I know 40 other mothers who would love to get this as well. And so that's what started Horse and Buggy. And it just took off.
We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. Let me ask you to put on those headphones and we'll go to the phones. The phone lines are open for you. The question is, do you buy local food? Do you buy from the farmers, the many farmers who are raising produce and livestock here in central Virginia and in the valley? There's a number of them, and hopefully an increasing number of them, and their horse and buggy produce is just one way that you can access that market and buy your local food. 977-1070 is the phone number. Vanessa is with us. She's in Charlottesville. Vanessa, go right ahead. You're on with Brett Wilson.
Hi, Brett. I'm new to the area. My husband and I have just moved back here from living overseas in Germany, and pretty much all of our food, outside of a lot of the meat, which we did purchase in a U.S. commissary, but we lived out in what they call the economy and with the locals, and we bought all of our produce that way. And I really enjoyed it. You could see what you were buying. My question to you is, I heard you mention granola and different things like that. Is there a way that you could, like, get an opportunity to see what you want to purchase? Because I'm not real familiar with what they have to offer in this area. So if I wanted to buy the granola, how do I get it? Sample it? How do I get to see what it is before I would just order something online?
Well, the way you could do it is actually show up to any one of our drop sites, or you can call the office or email the office and just say, I would like to try your granola or try your bread or whatever, what have you. You can do anything one time. Give it a whirl, see if it's what you like. And quite frankly, with our program now, there's no commitment whatsoever. If you sign up for the whole season, there's a discount that you'd get for that commitment. But you can opt in and opt out whenever you feel like it. If you were interested in meats, you could try a pork share for one time. And then the next month, you could try a beef share. But any of these things can be sampled without any problem whatsoever. We even have one-time delivery of a produce share. You can try it one time and find out if it's the right size for you or not. So there's all kinds of anything that we have available, you can sample first before committing to.
And you can see all of what you have to offer online?
Everything is online, and we're adding more and more items all the time. We're working on dairy products this year. We'll have butter. We're considering doing milk, although that's a little tricky. We're working on that one. And local cheese is something we're working on as well. But eggs, everything from, I tell people, from you know, bison to beans, and from trout to tomatoes. We have it. We have these farmers doing this thing, all this stuff locally. We have amazing trout that a local Mennonite farmer has a spring. The water is so pure, the state has certified you can drink right out of it.
Oh, my
and
word.
So he
well,
has,
it's really great to know that you have this. I know that there has been, like I said, I was new, and I knew that there were some, you know, farmers markets during certain times of the year here, mm-hmm. but this is all year round that we can have access to this kind of food and produce.
Yeah, yes? our season technically runs from the middle of April. We start next week, mm-hmm. and it goes through the middle of December. So we're
That's
an eight-month
wonderful.
Season. Yeah, and then people with the meats lots of times stock up for the winter. So they'll mm-hmm. order extra, and you know they'll have a chest freezer or whatever, and that way it'll carry them through through the middle of April when we start up again. And there are a lot of, quite frankly, fairly depressed people when it comes to the middle of December and it's over for 4 months and they think, oh, I've got to go back to the grocery store and get those anemic-looking tomatoes or whatever and not get any more real food for a while.
Yeah.
But we do our best.
Well, I really appreciate the service that you offer.
Well, thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Vanessa, thank you so much for the call. We have a line open for you at 977-1070. We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. The website is horseandbuggyproduce.com. And he's just one of the folks that's helping to make the local farm and produce available. And it's produce, eggs, meat, trout, poultry, baked goods, dairy, available to the Central Virginia market here. You were talking a little bit about the food that's in grocery stores.
Yeah.
And my friend David Kirby has a new book out, Animal Factory, about, you know, factory-produced food. Mm. And that the food that's in a grocery store today is very different from the food that was in a grocery store even when we were children.
Absolutely.
Let alone when our grandparents would go to the grocery store. I mean, it's a totally, we're eating completely different things.
The Western diet is a killer. You introduce the Western diet to any traditional culture. I mean, where they had a traditional diet that was based on eating locally, and everything goes awry with their health. Obesity, diabetes, coronary heart disease, stroke, cancer, it all starts presenting itself. And we are doing it at a rate that is just mind-boggling. You think about childhood obesity rates, type 2 diabetes in kids, on it goes. 75% of the U.S. population, adult population, is overweight, at least overweight, if not obese or morbidly obese. We're killing ourselves because we're eating all this highly refined food that has no nutritional value, tons of calories, and it's absolutely...
But it fills us up and we feel good.
It fills us up, and the reason we eat lots of it is because it has no nutritional value, and our bodies know, I need more of this nutrient, I need more of this nutrient, and so we just keep eating more and more of these empty calories, trying to get what we need to sustain and feel healthy, and the consequences obviously are being overweight and actually not feeling good at all, and always feeling hungry. And, you know, the developers, the designers of these, what I'll call food substances... They know all this stuff. They know what our lizard brain wants. We want food. We want sweet, salt, fat. And that's what they put in all this stuff, and to make us want more and more and more of it. But it's not good for us. What we need is real, real, complete food, like you were saying, was available before convenience foods were ever a part of our culture. Everybody grew their own food. And I'm not saying that we have to return to everybody growing their own food, but I do think it's essential that people start eating real food because that's how we developed as human beings. We didn't develop eating things with nitrites in them and genetically modified organisms, et cetera, et cetera. We ate real food. That's how we have come into being. And that's what we need to return to in order to be healthy again.
The phone lines are open at 977-1070. We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. And Shannon, stay with me. We'll be right with you. The most exciting thing for me about this is not only, I believe history, if it all goes well, history will look back and see this time as a real revolution, because what we have the ability to do here, if we make the right decisions, we have the ability to eat healthier.
Yes.
But in the process, too, we're also going to support those family farms and the local farms and the local economy.
Yeah.
It's also better for the environment.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are on the precipice here of doing something really important and really positive in every way you think about it.
Well, you know, Coy, the great thing about it, though, and I tell this when I give my presentations to different groups, I tell people, you know, there are all these great benefits to eating locally. Wonderful benefits, you know, for the environment, for farmers, for the local economy, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, but you know what? You can forget all of those things, because the main reason you should eat locally is because it tastes so much better than the alternative. And then all of those other things fall into place.
Do you have people telling you that all the time?
God,
oh my gosh, Brett, this is, oh, I haven't tasted a tomato like this in years.
I get people coming to me going, this is throwing me back to when I was a kid on my grandparents' farm and the stuff that they gave me from their garden. Or I haven't eaten a chicken like this in I don't know how long. Or I'll get the mother who says, what'd you do to the cauliflower? And I said, excuse me? My child ate cauliflower. What did you do to it? And I said, we did nothing to it.
It's just real cauliflower.
We picked it the day before. You know, that's the thing.
Shannon's with us. She's on the line in Scottsville. Shannon, thank you so much for the call. You're on with Brett Wilson.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to ask, do you have any guidelines? I might have missed this part, but do you have any guidelines for your farmers that can't use any growth hormones, antibiotics, things like that? Do you have guidelines
absolutely.
Like that?
Yeah, all of the farmers who raise animals for us are really small producers. I mean, for example, the guy who raises steers for us will raise 12 to 15 steers for us a year. There's no antibiotics. There's no growth hormones. It's nothing even close to the factory farm model.
It's just the opposite.
It's just the opposite. Yeah. It's our chicken farmer. He butchers the chickens himself on the farm. He and his wife and his brother butcher the chickens themselves, and then they, you know, put them in a plastic bag, throw them in the freezer. They're real chickens running around in the field.
This is what your great-grandparents ate.
Yeah, I mean, we put a Mennonite farmer in business. We wanted to have pasture-raised. All of our animals are pasture-raised, which is different than free-range, and I can go into that in just a second. But our chickens that lay eggs are running around out on pasture in mobile chicken coops, and the difference in those yolks and the difference in those eggs is night and day compared to the stuff that you get from, you know, from the grocery store.
Even the organic, all-natural stuff in the grocery store.
Well, and the thing is, and that's what I refer to as industrial organics. I can show you photographs of a chicken laying facility that is certified organic and also free range, and it will look virtually no different than the conventional chicken farm. These animals are all inside. All they have to have is access to outside to be considered free range. And I always joke, I said, the person who came up with the term free range was somebody who is on Madison Avenue who's never been out on the range and doesn't know what free is, because no chicken who is actually free range on the range would be free for very long. A coyote would eat them in 2 seconds. So these pasture raised is the way to go. These animals are out eating grass, eating grubs, and doing what a chicken should do to be a real chicken and lay a real egg, or to be eaten as a chicken.
And it's all right here in Central Virginia and in the valley.
Miles.
So it's not sitting on a truck for days
exactly.
And frozen and all this, all this kind of stuff. Shannon?
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
appreciate
so welcome.
It. Thanks for joining the conversation. Line is open at 977-1070. We're talking with Brett Wilson of Horse and Buggy Produce. A quick break. This is Charlottesville right now. Brett Wilson, the founder and proprietor at Horse and Buggy Produce. Again, the website is horseandbuggyproduce.com. And before we let you go, let's definitely get you back on the program, because there's a whole lot more that we could talk about, and we'll see if we can't do something regularly. But what's your main message for people here in Central Virginia who haven't done this yet, who are still thinking, I go to Whole Foods. I get the healthiest, cleanest, nicest, organic, natural food on the market.
From Chile.
from Brazil and from Argentina.
Right, if not Mexico or California at the very least. Nothing against Whole Foods. But I think that what people need to do is attempt to eat as locally as they possibly can, and don't believe that just because it's fresher and the quality is infinitely better than what you might find in a conventional situation, that it's got to be more expensive. On the contrary, our prices are incredibly competitive. In fact, we're so many times cheaper than the grocery store. It's ridiculous. But the other
the overhead and the electricity bills and all that stuff.
We don't have the bricks and mortar. We go around. We have these mobile locations without anything. We show up at a parking lot of a school or a church, and that's where we pick up.
But it's a true co-op. I mean,
it really is. But the thing that I want people to remember is about eating locally is you don't have to know how to cook in order to do this stuff. And I'm a perfect example. My main recipe
is... I hate it too.
But I'll tell you how easy it is when you have good, fresh produce. All I do is I take an iron skillet, I take olive oil, I take whatever the vegetable is that we're giving out, or the vegetables we're giving in, and I saute them. That's it. I might throw in a little sea salt, maybe a little garlic if I'm thinking about, you know, being a little crazy and a little inventive.
Yeah.
And I eat it that way, and it's so good tasting. It's nothing like you'll get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Chefs tell me all the time, it's like, this kale, I can eat it raw. Usually they have to blanch it and stem it.
Well, we hear from Chef Craig Hartman out of Keswick
Craig
all the time.
Yeah.
He says, I buy this local produce. There's no reason to go to the grocery store because there's so much great local produce that's being raised right here in our neighborhood.
He buys a lot of stuff from me. He's a great guy. I love Craig.
Brett, let's get you back on again real soon.
Okay, sounds good.
The website is Horse and Buggy Produce. We're going to take a break here for CBS News, local news. Hoss Spencer will join me live in studio when we get back. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.